This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
COVID-19 case numbers on the rise again across Southern Colorado. El Paso County reporting 284 new cases and one death in the past 24-hour reporting period. That's nearly 100 additional cases compared to the previous day. 111 new cases and 5 deaths reported in Pueblo County, 8 new cases and 1 death in Teller County, 16 new cases added to the tally in Fremont County. The current increase in cases also showing an increase in younger Coloradans being treated for the virus. As we've reported, 6 Colorado Springs School District 11 schools are currently on pause, along with Canyon City High School, due to case spikes in the classroom. Thomas Campbell, professor of medicine at CU Anschutz, says that the return of in-person learning and the prevalence of variant cases are among those factors.
So we've sort of dropped our guard a bit in terms of the public health measures that were in place.
Outbreaks connected to schools now account for 40% of all El Paso County's current COVID-19 outbreaks.
Vaccination numbers are back up in Pueblo after a recent slowdown. FEMA's Julie Brooks said that yesterday's visit by the Broncos cheerleaders and Miles the mascot helped to boost the already improving numbers at the state fairgrounds.
Almost 1,000 people coming in, and that's really what we'd like to see. We have seen an uptick in the last couple days, looking at the schedule in the coming week, we're higher during the week than we have been in the past.
Those numbers are a sizable increase from the Sunday before last, when just 138 cars came through the line. The state has a goal of vaccinating 75% of the population by 4th of July. In El Paso County, we're at about 50%. The county's epidemiologist says deaths per 1,000 cases are the lowest they've been since the start of the pandemic. Drive-up vaccine doses are available at the Chapel Hills Mall today through Saturday. The Broadmoor World Arena is also welcoming walk-ins Friday through Sunday. As of this past Sunday, the county has administered over 423,000 vaccine doses.
State leaders yesterday introduced a nearly $5.3 billion transportation package at the state legislature. Governor Jared Polis believes the bipartisan support behind the bill will push it through.
By doing this, we can finally make progress in Colorado towards reducing traffic, fixing our roads, cleaner air.
The measure aims to fix roads and bridges, as well as invest in electric vehicle charging infrastructure. The 11-year plan would also expand transit options to reduce congestion and improve air quality. Colorado Springs Mayor John Souther says the bill coming from the legislature is its best bet to become a reality.
And I don't see a better package coming from the legislature or the voters anytime soon.
House Speaker Alec Garnett believes transportation funding proposal could also help to boost economies recovery here across the state.
Teller County Sheriff Jason Meixel is taking issue with new state gun laws, most notably the new safe storage of firearms law. Meixel said he'd rather see lawmakers include law enforcement in conversations about gun legislation while also focusing on mental health issues.
They need to step outside of the Denver metro area and maybe have discussions with law enforcement first, instead of going straight to a legislator to create laws that are now making everyone a criminal, that don't observe their opinions or want to go forward with a law that's just ridiculous to try to enforce, such as gun lock laws.
That firearm storage law goes into effect July 1st. Aside from proper gun storage in a home, it also requires licensed gun dealers to include a locking device with every firearm they sell.
The public's help being sought after a disturbing weekend animal abuse case in Colorado Springs. A kitten died after being thrown from a vehicle near I-25 in Garden of the Gods Sunday afternoon. Animal law enforcement officer Josh Holland says investigators need help finding the person responsible.
We do have a description of the vehicle. We believe it's a gold Ford Escape. And so we would gather any information from anybody that potentially witnessed this incident.
Any witnesses in the case urged to contact animal law enforcement. You can find that number and more details at KRDO.com.
Colorado Springs police are investigating a possible road rage shooting. This happened around 19th and Uinta Streets. Investigators say the victim had a confrontation with someone in a gray Toyota 4Runner around 10 yesterday morning. The victim was slightly injured when the suspect fired off at least one shot from what appeared to be a black rifle. No other information about the suspect has been released by police.
And a Pueblo man is set to be sentenced today after pleading guilty to a murder committed back in 1988. James Papel pleaded guilty to second-degree murder and aggravated robbery in the death of Mary Lynn Villapando in February. Villapando was beaten, sexually assaulted, and stabbed and left to die in Old Colorado City in an alley more than 30 years ago. Papel was 15 years old when the crime was committed. He could be sentenced to anywhere between 40 and 60 years in prison.
Partly cloudy and a little bit warmer for your Wednesday afternoon. A small chance for a few isolated showers and thunderstorms coming off the Palmer Divide. Look for highs today in the mid-60s around Colorado Springs, 71 in Pueblo. Clear and cool as we head overnight. Morning lows Thursday in the upper 30s and low 40s. We'll make it to 74 degrees in Colorado Springs on Thursday afternoon, 80 in Pueblo. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.